Ellen asks the question,
how can we direct the 10,000 stem cells in our brain every day and give them orders? And how do we know that we are directing them and giving them orders? And how do we know that we're being effective in directing them and giving them orders? Now, isn't that a most marvelous request to have? This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campa, California, with instant illumination. How about that? Stem cells and affirmations. Stem cells and affirmations. We sometimes think that affirmations are not powerful, and they are not powerful. They are not beneficial. They are not useful to us in the slightest. I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, but I really love you. I want you, I want you, I want you, but I've got enough of you and I can't stand you. We have all these counter-affirmations that we make without thinking about making them, without realizing that we're making them. And because we have these counter-affirmations that we're making, we empower nothing. We empower our life to be whatever the world around us is putting into our consciousness. We are empowering everything that's going to be what it's going. Now, there are many people who think that steroids are wonderful. They think that steroids are wonderful to help the athlete become very macho and very powerful and very good. And people use steroids. And one woman athlete used steroids in her bike riding activity. And then she was brought before the Olympic team and said, did you use steroids? Did you use this particular steroid? And she said, no. No, no, no. And later it was found out she did. She did use that particular steroid. And so she was put on 6 months probation or whatever the thing is, house arrest, you know, and then not allowed to participate in any of the activities. Now, what if she had said, yes, I did? Then she would have not been allowed to participate in the activities, but she would not be under house arrest, and she would be able to go on with her life and think that what she had done was stupid. Now, what is the role in athletics, in the Olympic athletics? No steroids. Not that steroids are wrong or right, but no steroids. Steroids are like getting a boost, getting a lift, getting a narcotic activity in your life that is not right. Everyone should take narcotics. And everyone, if you're going to have a bunch of steroid people on steroids be in the Olympics, they should have Olympic race steroid Olympics, you know. And then everyone would be on the same basis. Now, most people do not want to do that. The majority, the great majority, the only a small minority want to do it. Steroids are used for building up your body and making it buff and making it wonderful and stuff like that. And whether that's good or bad, we're not discussing that. The point is, it's not allowed. Now, I'm going to put you in a race. And the race says you are to drive 30 miles per hour around the racetrack. And let's see if everyone who starts out driving 30 miles an hour around the racetrack, who's going to win? Now, you say, well, that's sort of silly. Everyone's going to come in about the same. No, not really. Because people are going to be anxious. People are going to be tense. People are going to use stupidity in their driving technique because they are anxious about winning. And there's, if you just do your very best, just drive beautifully, just drive smoothly, you'll do just fine. Now, if you're all starting out the same, and you go from here to there, and everybody's driving 30 miles an hour after a 10-second startup, so you can get up to 30 miles an hour, so then everyone drives straight along. Now, if their car has not been loved, so it is just like brand new, it may have some ricketiness about it. It may not be able to do as well as the car that's brand new. A car that's been well-serviced, a car that's been loved, to its original capacity by its owner. Now, who's going to win? Now, see, here we have the playing field is equal for everybody. There's nobody getting in your way. You have all the entries, all the entrants have a box, a square. They're going from here to there, and they have their line. They're supposed to stay between their lines, and they drive from here to there. Who's going to get to there from here at 30 miles an hour? The best, the fastest, the most. Who's going to get there first? Well, who can know ahead of time? Who knows who's using a better grade of oil? Who's using steroids in their engine? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who's going to know that using high octane or this or that, which is all acceptable or non-acceptable? Everybody uses regular gas. Everybody uses the regular oils that are used. You know, here's the same grade of oil that everybody puts in their engine. It's an equal playing field. How can anyone win on an equal playing field with everything being equal, so to speak? The mind. The mind is what is making it unequal. Is one person going to be the winner? Yes, they will. Will many be the winner at the same time? Maybe. What is it that's going to take to make the winner? The mental attitude that, hey, I'm going to do my very best, and my very best is outstanding. And I'm not going to win or lose. I'm going to give my very best. I love my car. My car always comes through and shows off how wonderful it is and how good a car it is and how good a driver I am. And not against anybody or not for anybody. Just do your best. Who's going to win? Now, they have never had a race like that. They have never had a race to check that sort of thing out. Wouldn't it be interesting to do it? Yeah. Now, what that is merely an affirmation. What that is merely taking the stem cells, the original car and its purity, the original car and its all the same kind of oil, all the same kind of gasoline, all the same type of rubber wheels and tires and so forth, all the same, you know, and what makes the difference? There has to be something that makes the difference between the winner in the world's activities today and the also-ran. Now, what do the also-rans have? Well, what they have is nothing. They did not have in their mind that they loved their car. You know people who love their cars, who just love their cars. They have their classic model car, and it looks better than the brand new ones. And it's just glorious and runs smoothly and beautifully. And they can put a new engine in there of the same era that it had. They can do this, that, and the other thing. But what makes it so beautiful? Their love. Their respect. Now, did this woman who rode her bicycle and was an Olympic candidate and a winner in many opportunities, did she really win? No, she didn't win because she cheated. She had jet propulsion on her body, and nobody else did. She had drugs in her body, and nobody else did. She cheated. Now, all of her life, she will be known as a cheat. All her life, she may never cheat again, but all of her life, she will be known as a cheat, mainly to herself. The rest of the world soon forgets and doesn't pay any attention to it, whatever, you know. But you know that you've been a cheat. You know when you have been wrong. You know when you have been bad. You know. The rest of the world may not have any idea what you did, but you know. And this is the most destructive thing in the world. And this is why whenever anyone does something wrong, they immediately want to get it off their chest and tell people, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. I'm sorry, I did that incorrectly. And then it's over with. There's no more discussion. Okay, you did it. Yeah, I know you did it. We know you did it. It's did it. So we stop talking about it. But what do? You hide it. You pretend, oh, I didn't make a mistake. I did what was right. I did. No, you didn't. You didn't play the game by the rules. You didn't play the game by the program that everybody else is playing the game by. And because you didn't do that, you are not worthy of having the approbation or success or anything else that would come along with whatever you did. You cannot do that. You cannot cheat, rob, steal, and take from anybody, because you're only taking from yourself. You're taking your character, your integrity away. And when you lose your integrity, when you lose your character, you are worthless. Now, there are many people who are lassoed with saying that they did some bad thing or that they were lost their integrity. Like Jesus, you know, he said, you say I'm the king of the Jews. I don't say that. I'm the king of everything. I'm God. You're God. We're all God. I'm not king of the Jews. I'm not for or against the Jews. I am me. And everyone wanted to put that label on him. But they had an ulterior motive. They wanted to put that label on him because if they could belittle him, if they could steal his character, if they could steal his integrity, if they could steal his honor, then he was nothing. Did anybody ever succeed in stealing from Jesus the truth about him?
No.
Can anyone ever succeed in stealing the truth from you?
No.
Yes, they can. Every time you try to do things to make other people like you or approve of you, if you say, I'm sorry, and you're not sorry, the little boy kicks his dad and says, I hate you, I hate you. And the father says, now, just a minute, let's find out why you do this. He doesn't say, you come here and say, I'm sorry. Because the son can't do that. He's got whatever is in him that makes him unhappy, and so he did it. And the father merely says, okay, now, what seems to be going on? You seem to be very angry, very upset. What's the problem? And so they talk it out. And when they talk it out, what was the problem? The kick is gone forever, never remembered, never thought about, never referred to, because it was no longer there. The reason for it, the attitude for it, and they were free of it. Now, that's why we can say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. That's why we can say, I know that I know that I know. That's why we can say all these beautiful things about ourselves. But are you willing to do that? And the answer is no. Now, Ellen asks, what about those stem cells, those 10,000 stem cells or whatever we have in our brain every day that are born new, and millions and zillions of stem cells throughout our entire body born new every day. Hey, the whole factory is new every day. But the people who are running the factory, the old stem cells who are running the show, they're telling the new stem cells what attitude they should have about the body and about the show and about... And here is where you and I come in. Here is where we come in with taking over for the old stem cells. We're taking over for the old stem cells, which are now, you know, not old stem cells anymore. They're just old cells doing their thing. The new stem cell, the only word for stem cell is new because it's undifferentiated. Now, so the old cells are running the show. And so you, with your choice of affirmation, tell the new stem cells, we don't need to say new, we tell the stem cells what it is we expect of them. We expect them to see us whole and perfect. We expect them to see us wealthy. We expect them to see us harmonious, joyful, beautiful, wonderful in every possible way. But they cannot if we don't believe it ourselves. And we don't believe it ourselves. That's why we cannot say it. That's why when we say it, we have our tongue in our cheek. I like me. Ha, ha, ha. You like me like a barrel of poison, you know. Stupid. You don't like yourself. You don't. You don't like yourselves at all. If you liked yourself, you'd be going around here like a fairy, like a balloon, like a joyful feather floating in the breeze. You'd be untouched by anything in your world. And if you are a feather floating in the breeze and you land on a dog and the dog's chasing after a cat, the dog stops chasing the cat and says, oh, I feel level. Because that's who you are. And that's what's going on in your world. Right. Now, are you ready? Are you ready to change the direction that you've been telling yourself to go, your stem cells to go? Are you willing to change it? Are you willing to put affirmations in motion for yourself that are uplifting to yourself? And are you willing to stand by these affirmations? Not tell each other or the world your affirmations. Tell yourself. Go in secret to the Father who will reward thee openly. That's just a statement, but it's a good one. Go within yourself and affirm to yourself who you are and believe it. But you don't have to believe it. Just affirm it, affirm it, affirm it. Pretty soon, that's the only thought you'll have in your mind. Why do we say, before we go to sleep at night, I am peace? We say, I am peace, because we have had a busy day, we've had a busy world, we've had a busy activity, we've listened to what's going on in our world, and so we're ready to go to sleep. Now, do you want to go to sleep busy, 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 busy? Or do you want to go to sleep peace, relaxed? Okay, I am peace, I am peace, I am peace, I am peace, I am peace. What a wonderful way to go to sleep. Now, when we wake up in the morning, we say,
I'm peace.
I'm peace.
I'm vital, dynamic, alive.
I'm vital, dynamic, alive. Can you say that of yourself when you wake up in the morning and really love it and live it and experience it in every way in your heart, soul, and being so that you just feel dynamic? Do you ever have to argue with anybody about anything at all? If you do, you don't like yourself. If Ellen says to her employees, who are like the handyman, she says, Brian, will you please do this? Will you please do that? Will you please do the other thing? Brian says, oh, I got a choice, so. Mm-hmm. Ellen goes to the handyman and says, I'm paying you so many dollars an hour. I choose to ask you to do these things. I want you to do these things in this order. First, I want you to do this, then 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 I want you to do this. And he says, oh, let me write that down so I can do them in the order you want, because they're not as fresh in my mind as they are in yours. And you say, do as you wish, you know. But no, you give him a written list. Or you say, Brian, do this and come to me as soon as it's done, so I know how long it took you to do that, so I have an idea in my mind how long those things take. Then I'll give you the next thing, and the next thing, and the next thing. And pretty soon, Brian has done 20 things in a day, whereas before he did 4 things in a day, because he was, you know, waiting to figure out what he's going to do next. And he was just biding his time, wasting his time, and giving no service for the time that he's there. But he doesn't do that, because Ellen beats him to it and says, hey, Brian, here's a list of things to do. I want these done today. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Hey, no problem. No problem. My grandson came here, and he did twice as many in a day. I don't expect you to do twice as many a day, because my grandson loves me, and my grandson loves the university. My grandson loves everything we're doing, and he just couldn't get enough things in the day done that he wanted to get done, because he wanted to love and show how much he cares about this organization and this thing that I'm the CEO of, Ellen says. And so Brian says, wow, that's quite a kid. Yeah. And he's just 18 years old or something like that, whatever he was then. And he did it. What did he do? He was honest. He had integrity. He wanted to do what he wanted to do. Was it difficult for him? Did he have fun? Did he mess up a few things along the way? And did we say, so, that it is, you know. And we had a whole line of pipe along a couple of roads there, and he just wiped them all out with the tractor. And we haven't done anything about them, because we never used them before, and we're not using them now. But big deal, big deal. With his enthusiasm, with his joy, with his magic of being the person he was, It was worth more than those pipes would ever cost us to replace. Nothing was that important. He gave his all, and he didn't mean to chop them down. He just so enthusiastically went along, he didn't check what he was doing sometimes before he did it. Now, you and I are like that. You have the capacity to do a million things during the day, except when you have an affirmation saying, I have so much to do, I have so many things to do, I have so many things that are in demand, and I'm going crazy. Well, don't tell me about it, I'm not going crazy. I don't go crazy in my world, I'm a happy guy. And you say, oh, I have so much to do. And if you say you have so much to do, then every little task that you do is a burden to you. Every little thing that you're facing or every little thing that you're looking at that you do is a burden. Now, what's his name? Your grandson?
Mattia.
M-A-T-T-I-A. Mattia, a Swiss boy. And he came over here and he had the whole 104 acres to do anything he wanted to do on it, and he wanted to have fun, and he did. He did. He was only here for a short period of time, a couple months, 3 months, wasn't it? 2 months, and he just had a ball. Now, what are you going to do? Are you going to set out a program for yourself and then follow it? Are you going to do whatever is asked of you, and you're going to follow it? If you're not, then you're going to be unhappy. Then you're going to feel that you're put upon. Now, what kind of affirmations are you making for yourself? Ellen comes at you and says, Sylvia, I want you to do 30,000 things. And Sylvia says, my God, which lifetime do you want to be in? Can I carry them on into other lifetimes, into other dimensions? And Ellen says, well, I don't care what you do. I just want them done. And so Sylvia says, that's charming. But Sylvia doesn't get upset by it because Sylvia has something going for her that is more than anything else in the world. Sylvia has her mental attitude going, and she says, I have time to do all the things that I choose to do. I have time to do all the things that I choose to do. And so she set about her program of doing the things she chooses to do. And she does them beautifully and lovingly. And she doesn't say, I can't do all these things you ask me to do, I can't. She just accepts whatever it is and then does what she does. If her heart is filled with power, if she's got steroids in her heart, if she's got steroids in her body, so she'll do things tremendously. And if she has love in her heart, she'll do things tremendously. And if she has joy in her heart, she'll do things tremendously. Each of you are the same way. Ingeborg, you say, I can't get up, I can't walk, I can't do these things, I can't. Hey, that's yesterday. What's your affirmation for today?
I walk.
I'm whole and perfect.
Yes.
I'm fantastic. Yes. Sylvia, what statement did you use?
Body.
Now,
about the dynamic alive.
Thank you very much. Forgot it, huh?
No.
Okay. What statement should Ingeborg use?
I'm vital, dynamic, alive.
Why?
It fits.
How does it fit?
It fits for everybody.
Well, yes, but for her, it fits. She can walk, she can talk, she
it
can run around.
Everything.
She can do all these things, and she's vital. And how old is she?
25.
How old are you?
25.
Well, bully, bully, bully. Now, if you're 25 and you're vital, dynamic, alive, and you can do all the things you want to do, is there any limit? Whatever affirmation you give to yourself to limit yourself is what you have. I can't do this. I can't do that. I can't go here. I can't go there. I cannot stand up. I cannot sit down. I cannot lie down. Oh, I feel just, give me a bottle of schnapps. You know? And so what are you doing? You're naming it and claiming it. Now, what do you say? What do you really say?
I'm whole and perfect. I'm vitally alive.
Now, if you can't keep on going with this pitter-patter more than a couple of sentences, you haven't got it. Now, I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm filled with life. I'm filled with the steroid of love, doing everything that makes me happy and joyful. Whatever Sylvia asks of me, I run and do. I go and typeset things for her. I go and clean the house for her. I go and make the meals for her. I go and mow the lawn for her. I go and pick up all the wood around the yard and bring it in for the fireplace so that we have a beautiful fire even on hot days. And blah, 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 blah. You know, be
creative.
Be not emotional, but be dynamic and be forceful. You understand?
Yes.
If you say, no, I can't do it, that's only the little tip of the iceberg, which underneath says, I can't do this, I can't do that, I can't do the other thing. And if you can do it, that's the tip of an iceberg that says, I can do it, I can do it, I can do it. That's the tip of the iceberg that says, I am wonderful. That's the affirmation of power that you want. All of us want. The affirmation of power. And do we get results?
Yes.
Now, Ellen?
Yes.
What's one of the factors that's taking place in our brain when we say that?
We are vital, dynamic, alive.
What's one of the factors that's taking place in our brain?
We are bright.
10,000 factors that are taking place in our brain.
Okay.
What is it? The stem cells.
Okay.
That's what we've been talking about here.
Yes.
That's the name of the talk today, stem cells and affirmations.
Yes.
Now, what is one of the factors that is taking place in the brain?
That the stem cells know what to do.
No, that the stem cells are being told what to do.
Yeah.
They're being told. They don't know what to do. They are undifferentiated. They're waiting for you to tell them. They don't tell themselves, and they don't have the old cell tell them what to do. You tell the stem cells what to do. And if you don't tell them what to do, what are they going to do?
They'll follow the old program.
They'll follow the old program, which may not have been as rewarding and fulfilling and desirable as that, right?
Yeah.
Now, can you handle that?
Yeah.
Can you handle that from this day forward? Can you handle that forevermore?
Yes.
Are you the master of yourself?
I'm the master of myself.
Are you good?
I'm good.
Are you very good?
I'm very good.
Do you love yourself?
I love me.
Ingeborg,
yes.
You like yourself?
I do it. I like myself.
Fantastic. Sylvia, you like yourself?
Yes, I like myself.
God, aren't we wonderful? We are fantastic. And with that, we will say, stem cells and affirmations are wonderful. And at this moment, Mandy is walking in the door, and Mandy is coming here to be with Ingeborg and to tell Ingeborg how much she loves her and to have a wonderful day. So I say to you, have a lovely day. Tell your stem cells the affirmations you want them to hear, and it is done. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.